know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say,
this is weird.
Yeah. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Mark's concerned.
Yep.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Where's Ike?
I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. And Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, what a disaster.
We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks.
Was that delayed, Buzz?
No, not too bad.
All right.
I have to say, we've done a lot in awkward situations. We did it at the Truist Championship. We did it on Radio Row.
Yeah.
But I would say that that is the most awkward one we've done in that it is incredibly quiet. It's toward the end of the golf tournament here at the B-Doc Celebrity Golf Tournament. And there's absolutely no one who wanted us to do it here.
No.
You know, usually there's a few people who are amused by it.
Yeah.
Now, we weren't even getting the curiosity looks.
No.
We were getting the awkward, shame, ignoring stuff.
Well, and the straight disgust.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just what are they doing?
Yeah.
Not at this distinguished place.
No, no.
Not at Penn Oaks.
No, and this is a private course?
Yeah.
And
Johnny Airport's looked like he could not distance himself further from
us. Well, you know what? Screw Johnny Airport in that, because he should be coming over and singing it with us.
Yeah, he should.
You know, that's on Johnny Airport.
As a Bruceman.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I always thought he was Bruce number one, but we were talking to him. He might be a Pearl Jam number one guy.
He loves Pearl Jam.
Which guy has to kill your soul. I can't believe you're anti-Pearl Jam.
And, well, I don't hate them anymore. I just don't like them.
That's good.
I used to hate them. He'll always remember me getting him tickets to that event. That was 20 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because you're a class act.
You know it. I've always been a class act. The Twitter question, I haven't always. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you have real concerns about the Phillies after this weekend, or was it just a bad series? 53.5% say it was just a bad series. My head tells me just a bad series. Gut tells me I didn't like watching those games.
Well, it was not a fun watch at all.
No.
I mean, Friday was just a normal waste of time. Yesterday
yes.
was a waste of time. And Saturday was a bloodbath.
At least Saturday, I had more trouble with Sunday's loss than Saturday's.
Yeah.
Saturday was just like, all right, this happens, whatever. Yesterday's loss, was it 2-0? Or was it 2-1?
It was 2-1 when Turner made the error. It was 2-0 earlier in it.
Yeah. Just the combination of the Weston Wilson misplay, then the Turner error. Was there another one that inning, I feel like? Or was it just those two?
It was just those two.
Yeah.
It was just those two. But then on top of that with Saturday, the Cassianos play.
Yep.
And actually, like Stott didn't get to a ball that he usually gets to.
The one
well.
Up the middle.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was sloppy.
Yep.
But whatever.
Well, why don't we talk a little Phils?
All right.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So, Mick Abel's back up. Now, he's not going to start tomorrow like originally planned. They changed it around, so he's going to start Wednesday.
Who's starting tomorrow?
I believe tomorrow is Wheeler.
Okay.
So they
Wheeler got scratched.
Wheeler did. Is it because he's on... I think his wife is about to...
Wives do, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Tuesday, Sanchez. Wednesday, Abel. Thursday, Lizardo.
Okay.
So Lizardo in a bounce-back spot. I'm excited for Abel. I think Saturday really with what happened to Lizardo and having to have him wear it and jacking up ZRA and not having a long man they could go to, I think it forced their hand to put Taiwan in the rotation or Taiwan in the bullpen.
Even though they keep saying that Taiwan is a one inning high leverage guy.
Yeah, well, again, I think they're going to push Joe Ross more into a high leverage spot and let maybe Taiwan take the Joe Ross kind of spot, kind of situation.
Well, Joe Ross has some stuff.
Some, yeah. Yeah, I mean, in a great bullpen, he's a long man and a spot starter. They don't need a spot starter because they have so many. But he's not bad.
No, I kind of like Joe Ross. So let me ask you this about Mick Abel. So you had mentioned prior that you thought Mick Abel was sort of like trade bait, right, for potentially. Are they running any risk of bringing him up? And, like, they had this one start in the majors where he looked great. He's pitching well in the minors. Is there any concern that you bring him up and you expose him a little bit more and maybe he gets knocked around and it hurts his trade value? Or is it just not game to game? And, by the way, he gets probably, what, two starts?
Probably, because then Nola's going to be back. But he might stay, if he's pitching well, Thompson said he might stay up here. So and maybe they go six man to try to lighten the load on the starters.
Yeah.
They could do that. So I wonder if my new thing on Abel, I do still think that he's obviously trade bait, and he's actually helping his trade value. I don't think he had much trade value this offseason and in the past couple years. I wonder if he's changing their minds.
And they might want to keep him.
Yeah. Yeah. And it comes down to the trade deadline. And let's say he's here. They should probably start him through the trade deadline for trade value reasons. Now, they could put him in the bullpen if they just decide on keeping him. But if they decide on trading him, then you just keep starting him and see how it goes. But I think I do wonder about him in the bullpen. Like if that could be their plan post trade deadline, if all their starters
just
are
for this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're talking about, you know, keeping him beyond this year. I guess the question ends up being, like, it really ends up being a Nola question to an extent, right? Because Rangers, well, no, I guess you could use both Painter and Mick Abel.
Well, and
right?
That's where I was getting to.
Well, no, it becomes a Nola question because Wheeler's locked in, Sanchez locked in, Lizardo locked in.
Mm-hmm.
The question's Nola.
About what?
Well, whether you need two starters. Whether Abel can be a starter and Painter can be a starter.
Yeah. But even if those guys are both here. Well, and then the other thing as we're trying to figure out creative ways to make the Phillies better, and Ben Davis brought this up with the morning show last week, is the idea of trading Ranger at the deadline.
Right.
If you have a surplus of starters already, now he'd have to go to a team that's competing and needs a starter, and then it would have to be like a perfect match in a way.
Would you trade him to the Dodgers?
I don't know what the Dodgers would.
Well, the Dodgers. Half their staff is injured.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of what they would give back.
Okay.
Like, what would be the return?
Right.
There's going to be some interesting roster decisions here. But with Ranger, like, if there is a surplus, I would at this point trade Ranger before Abel. I mean, he's 23. He showed the kind of stuff that he showed in that Pirate start.
Not going to re-sign Ranger.
And they're not going to re-sign Ranger. Like, I wouldn't trade Abel for a expiring Ryan Helsley because it helps this year's team and then let Ryan Helsley walk. Now, if he's in a package for, like, a Felix Bautista or a guy that's under contract for a couple years, okay, maybe. But he might be changing their plans with how well he's pitching. So I think it's definitely one to monitor. Now, the one idea I brought up on Thursday, when you weren't here, is let's say they keep all the starters, everything's going to plan, no one's injured, and they have to put someone in the bullpen to help raise the level of the bullpen. In five out of his last six starts, Chris Sanchez has gone 90 pitches or under. So is that limiting workload? Do they have workload concerns with him? I don't know. But his stuff out of the bullpen, he's already under contract.
He's good at pitching with guys on base.
Sure. Now, the contrary is that he's your third best starter, probably, or could be your second best starter. He's a really solid starting pitcher. But let's say they keep Ranger. Let's say Abel comes up and pitches really well. Painter eventually gets up here.
What's the advantage of putting Sanchez in the bullpen and not Ranger at that point?
Well, I think he could be like a weapon out of the bullpen if they wanted to do it that way. I don't know. We're all trying to piece this whole thing together.
Well, because they're not going to be able to trade for enough relievers.
They're going to have to put one of those guys in there.
Yeah,
they're trading for. I think they're only trading for one reliever.
Right, and they need two guys,
and they'll put one of those guys in the bullpen. And maybe Ranger refuses to go to the bullpen because of the contract thing, and he doesn't want to do it. Chris Sanchez out of the bullpen.
All right. So I'm just thinking about the playoffs now. It really comes down to. It just keeps coming back down to Nola.
Yeah, sure. Like, you're not putting him in the bullpen if Nola doesn't bounce back.
If Nola's not right, yeah.
Bounce back and is an all right pitcher.
You need Nola to be right.
Sure.
For any of those things to work.
Yeah. Nola, I guess, probably another week. Miss a couple starts here.
Yep.
With the ankle. So we'll see. And then the Red Sox have made they're probably going to trade Aroldis Chapman. Just a stone Philly. I mean, if there's ever a lock to be a Philly, it's either him or Kenley Jansen at the trade deadline.
Let me tell you. Let me explain this.
Great.
To the WIP, to you, to the WIP listener. If they trade for Aroldis Chapman and the Phillies are in the playoffs will end with Aroldis Chapman on the mound.
He's got a little Kimbrel in the postseason.
He is, and I said this with Estevez last year, and I was right. I watched Aroldis Chapman 3 years ago. By the way, not a team guy. Just another thing to throw out there. I watched Aroldis Chapman 3 years ago with the Yankees. He was cooked 3 years ago. The guy is cooked. He will definitely disappoint you. This is the problem with every bullpen arm they're going to trade for, is that they're going to need those guys to be better than they are. Honestly, that's the problem. If Aroldis Chapman was just one of your guys, that would be fine.
But he's not a bad Alvarado replacement.
I'm telling you, he's not
a star back there, but for an Alvarado replacement, he's got a 1.8 ERA so far this year.
I'm a guy who used to love Aroldis Chapman. I'm telling you, that guy's cooked.
He's in the postseason. He's terrifying. 100% terrifying. I've seen a lot of Aroldis Chapman memes.
Yep.
But now one of those home runs was Jose Altuve when he was wearing the...
So he's cheating.
So, yeah.
That's your big thing.
Is he had the wire on. He ran straight into the dugout and changed his shirt and then came back out for the postgame press conference. Seems a little fishy. But Chapman just reeks of being a Philly.
Yeah.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and Dombrowski will get him for almost nothing. Right? I mean, nobody's going to trade anything for...
I mean, he's having a good year. We'll see.
I got it. You know who I'm going to have to break out? Inside the numbers, Spike. I'm going to have to break it. That's what happened with Estevez.
Yeah.
I looked a little deeper. I'm going to have to look at Chapman.
Billy Bean asking, yeah.
Yeah. How much is he? Is he at 100 miles an hour at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's still got 100 in the bag.
All right. Well, he used to throw 103.
I know.
Yeah.
1.8 ERA. Learning how to pitch in his old age.
No, really?
Yeah. The Red Sox also might trade.
Also not a team guy.
If you're looking for a guy that's going to cost a ton trade-wise, but he's also your answer in center field, they might trade Jarren Duran, their center fielder, where you're starting with, I mean, that's... You probably have to put Aiden on the table, but if you want to lock down the center field position for the next couple, he's under contract till 29.
But then you're just trading one problem for another.
Well, yeah, you're probably going to need Aiden to play shortstop here soon.
Yeah.
So.
Well, or third base.
Or third.
Yeah.
Or third. Yeah. Or second.
Yeah.
Stott's cooled off.
It
stinks. I mean, I'm pro Stott, but.
He'll end up at 274.
Yeah, it's just shocking that he's down to like 250 something now.
Yeah. He's had a bad month.
He was playing so well.
Yep. So, big news in Eagles land today. Did you see the Saquon thing? Did you see it? I saw it announced basically on his Instagram.
Oh, I saw Schefter tweeted it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I discovered it. I'm looking at Instagram. I see the Saquon Instagram, and they're on a set, and he is hurtling backwards over someone, and he says something like he is honored to be on the cover of Madden. This is... disastrous. Like, I'm very happy for Saquon. I want to say, personally, I'm happy that Saquon had the season he had and now is having the time of his life in the off season. I'm happy that he gets to be on the cover of Madden, which for somebody, you know, any of our ages, 25 to 50, being on the cover of Madden would be one of the greatest things of all time. Barry Sanders on the cover of Madden, retires the next year.
Great.
Dante Culpepper, 0-2, on the cover of Madden, tore the lead, was 0-5, and then tore the ligaments in his knee. Michael Vick broke his leg in the preseason.
But Madden 04 is the best, one of the best video games of all time.
It's a great video game. Donovan, we know Donovan. Sean Alexander, 0-7, breaks his leg the next year. Never gets 100 yards again. Troy Polamalu, sprained MCL week one, misses 11 games. Peyton Hillis disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, Peyton Hillis doesn't even exist anymore. Antonio Brown, 2019, went crazy. Lamar Jackson, next year, Ravens don't make the playoffs. Christian McCaffrey, 2024, what happens? He barely plays last year because all his knee issues. And then Saquon. It's not a good list.
No. No, and it's not. I don't even think it's a bit. I'm worried about next year's Eagles team. Like, I just really am. I mean, this.
No, you're not worried. You're excited.
This team on this on top of everything else. I mean, spelling for a disaster. There's no way. There's just no way that I would be very surprised if Saquon has another unbelievable year.
So it's all on the quarterback.
Sure. See how that goes.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
This is the greatest vacation ever.
Val finding a TV in the hotel room.
Ah, unreal. Unreal.
There was a TV in the hotel room.
Did you request them to take it out?
Didn't turn it on. It was up to her. I said, you could turn the TV on if you want.
Yeah.
Turn it on for 5 seconds, turned it right off.
I didn't really watch TV in the hotel room.
No, there was... No, we had this is the way the day would go at Disney. We'd go to the park during the day.
Of course.
Then we'd have 3.5 hours in between that and dinner to go back to the room and take a nap. No TV.
What was the... do you have a favorite ride? Is Splash Mountain still there? We got Disney
it, yeah,
back
is
here.
It?
Yeah.
No, it is not.
Splash Mountain was the goat here. Back in the day.
There was a log flume at Magic Kingdom. We didn't go to it because Val doesn't like them. I would say Tron. The Tron ride, the Tron roller coaster at Magic Kingdom was pretty sick.
Nice.
Because you're on a motorcycle, so you lean forward, and then they strap you in from behind. It's terrifying.
Nice.
Yeah, it was terrifying. What's next?
You never went through this because you never won anything. Not a damn thing, actually. But how are the Eagles handling the offseason? Spike grilling Mike Quick.
I felt it when I said that.
I know.
Well, I wanted to ask what the right way to handle it is, but I also want to acknowledge, I don't want to get him to say, well, I don't know. I don't know.
See,
I never did.
Yeah, to remind him.
Well... You do it to Ike all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Mike Quick's fine. His life is great.
He's got it. He made it.
Yeah, he made it. What's next?
Spike and Jack deserve a gold medal for the mental gymnastics they're going through to not ask their Eagles guests about Jalen. Mark and Motko.
Didn't ask one question. Didn't ask any of them if he was elite.
Yeah.
What they think about him.
I'm trying to think. I know what answer Mike Quick would have given.
Yeah.
He's too good at this.
Yeah.
Trot would have... Dodge the question
yep.
a little bit is my prediction. This is me. I don't have any. Javon Kearse would have been a good one because he doesn't know.
I know.
He doesn't know what he's stepping into.
Sure.
Could have asked the freak.
Yeah.
Could have asked Javon Kearse. What's next?
Hawaii is a little past Australia. Where did I go wrong? Jack's elementary school social studies teacher.
Yeah. A little past Hawaii. I think it's 5,000 miles past Hawaii.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's only a, 10, 12-hour flight?
That seems pretty far away. Well, because how far is, Japan from here? How long? Isn't that flight only, 14 hours?
I don't know how far.
Well, why is it so much? Because,
because it's under, it's south.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's further over. What do you?
I just don't know why it's that far.
Because Japan's not right next to Australia.
Yeah, but it's the same
side. What's next?
Spike in Italy. It's over. And you know what? I'm leaving and going back to my happy place. Spike's ex-girlfriend. You're going back to America? Spike. No, Euro Disney. Alex in Lancaster.
Yep. You are an adult Disney goer. Something you used to rail against.
I went to Disney. I had a good time. I am not a Disney adult.
Yep.
And I will never be a Disney adult.
You had the Mickey Mouse ears and everything.
I did not have Mickey Mouse ears. I didn't even wear one Disney thing while I was there.
Sounds like you had a great time.
I did have a great time.
I know.
I just wasn't all Disneyed up.
I know.
What's next?
Actually, Spike, in 1972, I lost vision in one of my eyes due to a snake bite, and I still drove from San Diego to Maine in 4 hours.
Ken and Cinnaminson still needlessly correcting Spike on random things.
Yeah.
He has a very high opinion of himself.
He does.
Yeah.
I think Ken's a good caller.
He is.
His smugness used to drive me crazy, and now I'm actually in awe of it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. He always come back around.
He got one thing right. Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, he said, whoa, let's talk about Nick Sirianni versus Rob Thompson after one of them, you know, wins a championship. It's like, bro, you said Nick Sirianni was the best coach in the league before he won a championship.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Are you strutting around?
I know. And they have the same resume before.
Yes.
We'll see how this.
I would think Nick Sirianni's a great coach. Yeah. Absolutely. But let's be honest. Ken from Cinnaminson got one thing right.
Just like OG Wade.
Yep.
And now he sends his producer everywhere.
Yeah. What's next?
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Jack's sad and lonely golf clubs in the car.
Yep. Yep.
You bringing your golf clubs is excellent. I wish you walked them up here.
So I knew that wouldn't go well. I could feel me being made fun of from a mile away. But
oh, if you had brought them up
here? Yeah. Now, if there's still range balls out there when I go down there, I'm going to go get some hacks in.
Are you allowed to do that? You're not a member.
I'm a former member. I'm a former member.
I don't think there's like an alumni thing at golf clubs.
There should be.
I don't think there is.
Do they know who I am?
What's next?
Holla at your boy! Ike arriving at a movie right when it's ending.
Yep. Yep. Again, was supposed to be here at 5:30.
Yep.
No Ike.
What did we get? About 8 minutes of Ike today?
Yeah, 8 minutes of Ike.
He took a vacation day.
Yep.
It's on him.
How many more charity golf outings can he find?
Yep. As many as he can. Any other former Eagles? He's calling Mark McMillan. Hey, you got a golf tournament?
Yep. How many former Eagles have golf
tournaments? Have golf tournaments? He's flying across the country.
Yep, and there's Ike.
Yep. What's next?
For those keeping track, let the record show that Spike's coaching up of OK Andrew has yielded one of the single most boring callers in the history of the show.
Whoa.
Tim in Newark.
Look, I fixed OK for 3 weeks.
I think he's uncoachable. Well, I just think he's a lost
ball. Well, by the way, the person who's trying to coach him now is Corey.
Yeah.
That's not on me anymore. Yeah.
No, I know. It's out of your hands.
Yeah. OK is, he loves the show. I think I'm setting the rule. OK Andrew has 40 seconds when he calls from now on. Then I want the horn to go off.
Like the Flyers in 50?
Yep.
He gets more if it's a good call.
OK in 40.
Yep.
Yep. What's next?
I'm a huge Safari guy. OK Andrew as he opens up the Safari web browser on his iPhone.
Oh, right on time.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, man. Was it 5:53?
Yeah, wow. Right on
time. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to miss it. Wow. Yep. You're grinding to get back here. I know it.
There it is. He pulls up as the show ends.
It's unbelievable.
Classic.
Text line just ended.
Yep. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be whole tomorrow. The show will be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.